Coach, if you would, open it up with a brief statement for us, please.
Yeah, I want to give Texas State a lot of credit. Came in with played a lot of emotion and really wanted to gut out a win, and came in here and was able to still win. That's really big for them, and my hats off to those guys. Questions?
What trouble y'all had hitting three-pointers tonight? Was it man-to-man defense, or what was it?
No, they're a good defensive team. We really hadn't. It's been about 7-8 games where I felt like we haven't really shot the ball very well, and this is just another example of that. So as I told the guys, you got to play 20 conference games, and so you're not going to go undefeated or be 19-1 like we were a year ago. That's not the goal or objective. The goal is to make sure that you get to the 1 or the 2 seed. We've won a lot of games in here. At some point, it was going to happen, so our team came in here and did it. But our three-point shooting is definitely something that needs to continue to improve.
And RJ's shooting tonight, 0 for 10 on three-pointers. It looked like he hurt his knee or something on his leg early in the first half.
No, he's in a really bad slump right now. At the end of the day, there's no injury, there's nothing he's in, and it's affecting him mentally more than anything else. And so he's just in one of those slumps that every player goes through, and he's got to figure it out. But I thought some other guys, try to carry us. I thought, trusting Ryan Harrell really try to carry us, but at the game, we didn't make some plays at the end that we normally, a veteran teammate, we just didn't make those.
Coach, can you talk about Gant? He was fairly quiet. He sort of came alive a little bit for him. And then the back 10-3 was,
he's his first three, maybe I think in his career. We got the guy that wanted to shoot it. We talked about fouls, 10 seconds to go, a little bit too much time. To do that, we're a little tired. And so they switched off and the shooter didn't get it, and he banks in a three. At some point, you got to get him credit. It's just some nights it's just not your night. The guy never made a three, and he banks a three and it's in it overtime.
Does this team have problems closing out games this year?
I don't think so. We've played a ton of close games. The games we actually played all in Michigan were all close games that we won. So. Each team takes on its own personality in that regards, and there were some plays that some of our guys made that you can't make, and so there are a lot of different things that you can look at in this game that shouldn't even got to that, to be honest with you, and we just weren't worried about this game the whole time, but give Texas State credit, they did a nice job.
Coach, it seems like Curtis Washington, he's not really playing with a lot of confidence. I don't know if you see that. Can you talk about a little bit about that? It seems like, he's trying not to make a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, it's right now we're just trying to find the guys that are playing, that we can win a game with at the end. And so, some guys play some heavy minutes because we just wanted to kind of stick with TJ in that regards. And, a lot of guys just kind of play, some heavy minutes in that regard. But, Kurt will be fine. He just got to figure it out. I think, even right now we're just kind of in that valley a little bit. So we got to get out of that.
Coach, is there any thoughts about how your guard rotation is right now? It seems like you've got some good moments and some tougher moments, but Ware's been playing pretty well. RJ's been struggling, and Ryan had a really nice night tonight.
Yeah, they are. I mean, again, as I said before, this is kind of a team game, and, you kind of win together, you lose together, and I didn't think we played well at all in all facets of it. When we play in all facets, we're a really good team, and we just didn't tonight. But again, that credit to Texas State. I thought Texas State did a good job and making plays when they had to.
Was there any shot in your or any thought in your mind that maybe some of the guys might have been looking ahead to Lafayette?
Yeah, I mean, we that's something we try to address that. Again, in this league, you've got to come out and play, and sometimes you take things for granted. When you think, we won so many games here, you think you just show up and you think you're just automatically going to win. And I think they found out that it doesn't matter. You got to come and play. And when you're in conference play, every game is a big game. And so, it's something that we got to make sure that we understand. And so I think we got a major league wake-up call with that today. They didn't like, didn't like yesterday's practice. Didn't really like shoot around today. But sometimes you got to be smacked upside the head to realize that, to kind of wake you up a little bit.
You talked about how needed the Troy loss was last year to kind of wake them up at that point in the year. Do you think that could be used as a similar way this game?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I do think that, you know, and I've said before, each year and each team is different. And so, you know, when you play 20 league games, that's a lot of league games. And so you're going to have to, you know, we kept talking about some games you got to grind out. And we didn't do a good enough job grinding this game out like we should have. And so, I don't know, it's too early for wake-up calls and those type of things. And so, you know, you got to turn around and not think about it. You got to go play Lafayette. And you got to turn around and play a Troy team who doesn't play all week. And be sitting there waiting on us. So the week didn't get any easier for us.
How do you get RJ going again?
You know, it's just more of a mental thing. I think that he has to see the ball go in a little bit. You know, he's you know, just a little mentally frustrated a little bit. And so he's got to just relax and let it come to him and not try to force it and not worry about, you know, the shot I missed or the, you know, the attempt I didn't get. And so, you know, and for him, I'll be honest with you, this is a learning experience for him. You know, you've got to learn and grow from this, and he will.
Coach, Kevin Ware had a pretty good game coming off the bench again. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, Kevin did a nice job. I mean, he, you know, his rebounds, he probably missed a few rebounds. But, you know, I think he's getting comfortable in what he's doing a little bit now. And that's back-to-back games with double figures. But, you know, as I said before, you know, this is more about our team. You know, our team, the whole team has to play better. You know, we've got to do a much better job. And so, we, you know, and that's what happens. So.
Any other questions for Coach? Thanks, guys.
Thank you.